Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and Happy New Year. Today is Wednesday, December 31st, 2014, the very last day of the year, the very last day we're going to get together here for the next week anyway. I'm really excited. This is a different kind of episode than I've done in the 104 of these we've done. This is the 104th episode of the show. And what I'm going to do today is a little bit different, but hopefully something you will enjoy. Now, on the blog, I regularly go and do the monthly top posts in both the blog itself and in the travel blog, the Travel Tuesday blog posts, to round up, you know, what's really important, what's really critical to the readers of the blog. And I do that once a month, and I do that every year. I do a recap of here were the top posts, here are the top trends that mattered to those of you who are reading the blog at timpeter.com/blog. Got to get the plug in. It's a rule. And so what I want to do is do the same thing for the podcast. And so what this is going to be is really a recap of some of the top items that you all listened to the most, shared the most, responded to the most over the last year. Because clearly these are the trends that are top of mind for you and your peers. And so these are really the 15 episodes that best capture what you all are concerned with as you go into 2015. So leading off, the top episode by far was a post was an episode that looked at the future of e-commerce and Mary Meeker's 2014 trends report. That was back in May. Now you can listen to the post and you can listen to the episode. I will have it linked within the show notes at timpeter.com/podcast. But what's really important is what it tells you about where the internet is going and where e-commerce is going and the trends that are shaping your customers' behavior. Anyone who listens to this show on a regular basis, and I hope that includes you, knows that really what matters is the shift in customer behavior. You know, when we talk about digital marketing and when we talk about mobile marketing, when we talk about e-commerce, we often focus on technology because we do rely heavily on technology to make things work. However, that technology always needs to be in service of our customers' needs. If our customers don't care, we shouldn't care. If our customers aren't moving in that direction, we should not care at all. Tech, for its own sake, is just a waste of time and a waste of money and a waste of energy. Now, that's hugely important in the next item on the list, the next episode on the list, which looked at why mobile e-commerce will be even bigger than you think. And the key reason is because mobile is always at hand. It's literally something your customers have in their hand or in their pocket or in their purse everywhere they go, all day, every day. It's shaping customer behavior right now. It's changing the way your customers do what they do. Today, almost half of all purchase decisions are already being influenced in some way by mobile or tablet. And we're talking about a technology that has only been in the mainstream for less than 10 years. The iPhone, which was the first, you know, hugely successful smartphone, and I do apologize to all BlackBerry users out there, but BlackBerry was only really used at that point by corporate folks. If you worked outside of a corporation, you didn't have a smartphone, you just had a phone. Whereas the iPhone made the smartphone a commercial product, a consumer product, excuse me. And so that was in 2007, talking 7 or 8 years ago. That's crazy how big it's gotten. And we're still very much in the early days. And that's why mobile commerce will be even bigger than you think and why it will continue to grow. The next item on our list, the next episode, asked, should your mobile marketing strategy focus on apps or the mobile web? And I'm going to give you the big spoiler, but you should listen to the episode. You should check it out. It's the April 10th, 2014 episode, episode 69. And the answer is it really depends. But what I tried to do with that episode was look at examples of businesses who are using apps well and why those apps work to serve their customers' needs, and as well as businesses who are doing great mobile web experiences and how they're using the mobile web to address their customers' needs. And the reality of the question is, there's no one true answer to it that works for everybody. There's whichever answer works best for your customers will be the answer that works best for your business. Clearly, you can make either work so long as you solve your customers' needs. And that leads to the fourth episode on our list, which is actually just from a couple of weeks ago, the December 10th episode, episode 102, Why Mobile E-Commerce Will Win, Why Mobile Commerce Will Win. And it's the fact of this big rise in millennials as a generation, as a demographic cohort, the increasingly large penetration of smartphones into your customers' day-to-day, as we were just talking about a moment ago, and the fact that that is shaping customer behavior dramatically and at a much faster pace. The episode that talked about why mobile commerce will be even bigger than you think is from June. Here was an episode from 6 months later, and the changes are huge in just that six-month period, and we should expect to see a lot more of that as we go forward. Number five on the list looked at why mobile first will become mobile now, or just became mobile now, from April of 2014. And the big news in that was how Procter & Gamble announced that they were cutting their marketing spend overall because they were shifting more of their resources towards mobile and social. And their belief is that they can do more, they can be more effective, they can get the business results that they need while spending less money by putting more emphasis on mobile and more emphasis on social than doing all the traditional media buys in print and broadcast and outdoor that they have done for years and years and years. And when Procter & Gamble, who spends more money on marketing and advertising than any other company in the world, says that they are moving away from print and broadcast and outdoor and moving towards mobile and social, that should really give you a sense of how important it has become in your customers' day-to-day lives. So it's no longer mobile first, it's mobile now. Fast forwarding to October, we took a look at some scary changes coming to marketing. And it's really the increasing influence of Moore's Law, Kreider's Law, and Butter's Law that are driving down the cost of technology. They are linked to in the show notes for that episode, episode 96. But it really helps you understand how that's actually changing the tech that your customers will be able to have in their hands and in their pockets and in their purses. How it's changing behaviors, both in terms of browsing and shopping and buying, and now in terms of payments, and the big shifts in demographics that overlay all of that. From June 18th, our next item looks at what does its all e-commerce really mean? And fundamentally, it gets to the core of why these changes are occurring and how it's going to shape your needs and your strategies as you go forward. One of the big shifts that you'll need to look at is encapsulated in an episode from April 2nd of 2014 in why your customer's privacy matters to your marketing. Now, this one's exactly what it says on the tin. As you're collecting more data about your customers, as you have more opportunity to collect data about your customers, including where they are and when they'll be in those places and where they were at specific times and what they looked at and all that, protecting your customers' privacy becomes critical to your business as well. Next up, we've got episode 64 from March 5th of 2014 that looked at internet marketing to make you happy. And really, we were just talking about your customers' privacy, and one of the reasons it's important is your customers are worried about how their information is used. Internet Marketing to Make You Happy, episode 64, looked at how you use emotion and storytelling in digital marketing. Now, privacy plays on your customers' fears, but you also can play on your customers' hopes and desires and dreams and joys and make them happy and make your business succeed, which will make you happy. From November 12th, we have the next item on our list, The Biggest Trends Driving E-Commerce, episode 98 of the show. That one, again, is also pretty much what it says on the tin, a recap of trends you should be aware for your business and for where e-commerce will be going as we move forward into 2015. The episode that preceded that, November 5th, episode 97, asked, is e-commerce innovation over? Spoiler alert, the answer is no. And the episode, I think, does a pretty good job of providing ideas and trends to help you innovate in e-commerce and commerce and innovation overall for your business. So you definitely want to check that one out. Number 12 on our list talked about internet marketing to millennials, Gen X, and boomers too. That was episode 65 from March 12th. It offers tips and advice for targeting key demographics, both on mobile and in digital generally. Real good stuff, very popular amongst your fellow listeners. From March 26th, we've got episode 67 at number 13 on our list that asked, how big is e-commerce anyway? Spoiler alert, big. Really, really big. So why don't you check that out and discover what it's all about and why that might matter to what you do in 2015. At number 14 on our list, we talked about mobile, millennials, and more, and a whole set of trends that are shaping customer behavior in 2015. It's a great roundup of trends that are affecting mobile, marketing, millennials, and as the episode title said, more. And then finally, number 15, rounding out our list, was episode 72 from May 7th that was an early look at the integration of mobile and physical spaces called How Mobile Makes E-Commerce Physical. The key takeaway from the episode, of course, is that there is no such thing as offline anymore. Your customers don't go online, as I've said many times. They are online. They live with online every day. They're carrying the internet with them wherever they go. So as we look at all of these and what you and your fellow big thinkers are thinking about and paying attention to and listening to and sharing and talking about, it's mobile is at the top of the list and how your customers are using mobile. It's the shifting demographic trend where millennials are becoming an increasingly large part of your customer base. It's making sure that you're able to innovate. It's making sure that you're able to continue to serve your customers' needs, whether they're using desktop, whether they're using tablet, whether they're using mobile, whether they're using mobile web, or whether they're using an app. and how you can actually innovate effectively to solve for your customers' problems. Obviously, you want to stay on top of the overall trends driven by things like Moore's Law and Kreider's Law and Butter's Law that talk about how the technology is going to get increasingly powerful and increasingly cost-effective for your customers to carry with them wherever they go. And finally, it's about how you can focus on your customers' needs regardless of the device and regardless of the situation that they're using. And if there was anything you want to take away from all of this, that's what it really boils down to. It boils down to the fact that your customers' behaviors will continue to adapt and will continue to change. They will continue to use the devices and the tools and the apps and the websites and the applications and things like that that make them more effective at accomplishing their goals. And if you help them do that, if you help them accomplish their goals, they'll help you accomplish yours. And that's the best trend to pay attention to as you go forward in 2015. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we've about neared midnight. Ha ha ha, not really. We're about 14 hours away. But I do hope you have a fantastic New Year's Eve. I hope you have a safe, healthy, and happy holiday over the next couple of days. And I look forward to you having an outstanding, amazing, really prosperous 2015. Now, of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and clicking on any of the episodes, the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher is by searching for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, Tim Peter Thinks, or just plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those searches. And of course, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com with any comments or questions or concerns or thoughts or anything you might want to talk about related to marketing, mobile, e-commerce, social, digital strategy, etc. Love to hear from you. Love to know what's on your mind. Don't hesitate to drop me a line. So again, have a fantastic, fantastic New Year's Eve, everybody. And I hope you have a really, really great new year. Take care, everybody.